Today at 2 a.m., Manatee County Commissioners unanimously voted against the text amendment that would have opened up the now protected areas of Longbar Point to more development. Developers want to build a high-end resort, housing, and marina on more than 460 acres in southwest Bradenton. They said the project would provide jobs and improve the area economically. Those against the project say it would have a negative impact on the coastal waterways, including the destruction of mangroves and seagrass. The opposition had spent the past month protesting the streets, rallying in the downtown commission offices, and garnering more than 6,500 petition signatures against the project. However, the commission did narrowly agree to a map amendment that will open Longbar Point up to not just residential, but mixed-use development as well, including shops, hotels, and restaurants. In order to get that deal, the developer had to draw plans for a marina. Andrea Gratis was present at the commissioner's hearing and spoke with Caroline McKeegan, who opposed the Longbar Point development and is the owner of Florida Journeys Communications, which specializes in creating educational programming about Florida's natural resources.
Hi, this is Andrea Gratis, and I'm in the Bradenton Community Center, and we are here to discuss Longbar Point. And it is a large meeting. I'd say there's over 300 or 400 people here, maybe even more than that, maybe up to 1,000, and then the city commissioners who are going to be presenting. And then there's going to be a question period. There are a lot of pro people here, and there are a lot of con people here. And I am speaking to Caroline McKeon, who is a person that is against this huge development that we all know about as the point. So do you want to tell me how you ended up at this meeting and why you're here?
Yes, I have a company called Florida Journeys Communications based here in Sarasota for the past 15 years. And a lot of my work has been geared towards educational programming around the value of our natural resources throughout Florida. And also here locally around Sarasota Bay, which is, you know, in both Manatee and Sarasota County. Sarasota Bay is a 56-mile long estuary that is in both counties. Longbar Point being on the north of the Sarasota-Manatee County line in Manatee County.
I see. So you aren't necessarily personally going to be impacted by this proposed very large development. You don't live right close to the point, but yet you're concerned. Well, why are you concerned?
Well, yeah, I don't agree with you that I'm not personally impacted by this. I think that anyone who lives in the Sarasota Bay area, meaning in Sarasota County or Manatee County, is impacted by this. There's been a lot of monies over the years spent by the communities in this area on the regional, statewide, and national level to clean up Sarasota Bay and increase the amount of seagrasses and mangroves in the bay to support a fish population. And they've done a very good job of that. And I feel that any kind of a large development right on the bay that potentially impacts those areas does not do anything to add to the value of our region.
Okay, so let's talk about monetizing our natural resources, which in a certain extent seems to be what this meeting is about, because some private capitalists are likely to make quite a bit of money on this development, which they imply or indicate will be very public. In other words, their marina will be open to the public. I don't quite understand what the public will do with these 90 proposed slips, just walk around on the docks and look at them. How are we monetizing this process, and what are the pros against it with respect to the value of this natural resource?
I think there's something that has been used more frequently called natural capital. What is the actual value of our natural resources? You know, when you think of things like, use New Orleans for an example during the, Hurricane Katrina. You know, part of the reason they had such a huge impact from the storm surge was because so many of the mangroves and wetland areas had been removed from the area that adds as a buffer zone. So natural capital are the things that are already there that offer us protection and that type of thing from all kinds of events that could happen. So there's the natural resources in and of themselves, there is natural capital, there's value for those. And, you know, Sarasota Bay offers a lot of economic value to our area. I mean, the reality is, do people come to Sarasota, you know, why do they come to Sarasota? They could live in Sebring, they could live in, you know, we know we have the cultural arts and all of that here. But the fact is, we have our water resources. Sarasota Bay is one of our most valuable water resources, and that's why Sarasota and Manatee County and Bradenton and Anamaria Island and Lombo Key, why all those areas built up so beautifully, because of our vast natural resources.
Well, then let's talk about tourism, because one of the points behind this development is a very large hotel, which the developers say is going to bring in a lot of tourism. But it seems to me there's another side to this story, too. We also have ecotourism, which seems to be a very fast-growing industry. That's bird watching, kayaking, again, being close to nature, which people seem to crave since it seems to be disappearing so quickly. Do you want to address that concern?
Well, there's no doubt about that. In fact, you know, speaking of something else that I've been involved with, last year we had the first Sustainable and Authentic Florida Conference that myself and my colleague Herb Hiller developed and produced, and had our first one here on Anamaria Island, highlighting Anamaria Island and Cortez Fishing Village for the value they have about their authentic resources and why Anamaria Island is one of the most visited places. It was just voted in the top 13 for family vacations in the world. You know, there's a value to the kind of low-density, authentic feel that this area has. And in fact, the Convention and Visitors Bureau in Bradenton, their new tagline is authentic, real, authentic Florida. I mean, they know the value of their authentic resources. Downtown Bradenton, you know, is having a, you know, new urbanism, you know, rebuilding their downtown and their resources along the river. So this whole area, coastal Manatee, is about authentic Florida and promoting that. And Cortez Fishing Village is the oldest working fishing village, continuously working fishing village in the state of Florida.
Right.
So for all those reasons, you know, we need to look, you know, that whole authenticity that we have is based on having so many natural areas. And of course, one thing I didn't say was that the excellent job that the Natural Resources Department has done in Manatee County and saving lands like Robinson Preserve and Emerson Point and all of these wonderful preserves that, again, keep these natural resources vital.
Okay, what would you like to see happen with respect to this proposed development? Are you willing to compromise? Would you like to see it killed? What would you like to see happen?
My feeling is they have a certain level of, I can't speak to it totally, like I know every variable, but I think that they have the right to develop their land. You know, people do have property rights.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have the right to impact the seagrasses and the mangrove and the shoreline that contributes to the value of our estuary and the natural resources in our area? No, they do not. That is my feeling. Either, you know, it's a precedent that is statewide level, on the local level, that by approving this, actually changing their comp plan and improving the ability to impact on these resources is setting a precedent that will change the way this area looks. You know, they say that they're just making it based on supposedly just this one project. It only affects this one project. Well, of course, what it does, it sets the precedent for anybody else to come and go, well, you did it for them, so you've got to do it for us. It changes the whole potential atmosphere of Manatee County and its coastal regions.
So why are the commissioners so willing and ready to change the comp plan? What's that about? Are we talking about money?
Well, I think that is a, you know, as people always say, or you hear it, you know, follow the money.
Yeah, yeah. Rather unfortunate. Seems to be that's what occurs in politics as well. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you,
okay.
Andrea.
Take care.
And that was Andrea Gratis reporting from the Manatee County Commissioners meeting on Long Bar Point.